Call back with you from the healthyamerican.org, streaming live after some technical difficulties getting onto YouTube. We are going to be breaking down this statement from Tucker Carlson. I've titled this video, Giddy Tucker Carlson at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. And you tell me whether or not you believe his comments are appropriate and whether or not his behavior and demeanor is appropriate. You know, before we do that, I have to show you one short clip because many people, actually, I'll get to that one in a moment. Many people are pointing out Elon Musk and Trump. And this is obviously a Masonic hand gesture. Man, it looks like he has a lot of fingers. That's a really weird angle. And of course, Trump does this all the time. It is a Masonic gesture. It is flashed by so many people in the media, or I should say in politics, in entertainment. And what I don't think anyone noticed is what Elon Musk did before he shook hands with Trump. So let's take a look here together, shall we? I'll just back it up a little bit. It's just a couple of seconds. And here they are. Musk loves to do that. Okay. Polite applause. Okay. Do you see right here, his left hand? I haven't seen anybody point that out, but me. Of course, I'm not really watching other people's videos. I'm doing all of my own research. And I'm grateful that my research is getting out there. A lot of people are taking what I've done and sharing it. And that's exactly what we want to do. So there he is making the devil horns gesture with his left hand. And he did it so quickly that it was difficult to catch. And now they're going to do their handshake. Let's see if it's a normal handshake or a Masonic handshake. Okay, that is a Masonic handshake. And I can do a whole video on the handshakes. It's quite interesting, but that's just not a normal handshake. And here he still has his devil horns with his left hand. So very, very interesting. And then there is also a picture of them previously, a clip where both of them were sitting with their hands in that pyramid pose. So just wanted to point that out. Now, this is also, to me, looks like a very staged situation. We're told that this young girl at Charlie Kirk's memorial gifted Dan Bongino a homemade little Jesus for protection. Let me play it once, see what you catch, and then I'm going to play it a second time. It's just a few seconds, then we'll dive right into Tucker Carlson. All right. What did you notice there? I noticed that someone is filming her, and I don't know if it's her parents. I don't know where this footage came from, but it seems to me a little too staged. First of all, why is no one else standing there? Is she the only person that wanted to greet the dignitaries? Would they allow someone to stand there and greet the dignitaries in light of what we were told happened to Charlie Kirk? As a matter of fact, why were there so many dignitaries there anyway? And I'm using that word kind of loosely, meaning all of the cabinet. That really defies logic when you think about the need to keep our country going in case anything happened to the president, then the vice president's in charge. If anything happened to the vice president, then it's the Speaker of the House who's in charge. And so it goes on and on. Yet all of them were here in one place. And that is not supposed to happen. So that's a little strange to me as well. But this setup here happens a little too quickly. Normally, it takes a moment for people to recognize what's going on and to respond. But it looked like Dan Bongino knew what was going on. He didn't look cautious, like, what does this girl want? What is she doing? What have you got for me? It was a little odd. And I didn't hear that she was saying anything over the music. So she points out to him, he immediately comes over and then immediately puts his hands on her face. Like, does he know her? That was way too quick. She didn't even get to say, hey, I made this little Jesus for you. And he'd take a look at it and go, oh, you made that for me? Or it just seemed strange to me, friends. And then he's ready to shake her hand. Oh, and there's the other Masonic gesture right there with the thumb on top of the palm. Do you see that right there? Most of the time when you shake someone's hand, the webbing of your thumb touches and you don't have one person's thumb on top of the back of the hand. So that is also a Masonic gesture. And it's very strange to me. And he says, God bless you to her. It looked staged. I'm just saying. Okay, let's get to Tucker Carlson now, shall we? This is just about a 5-minute video, so I won't spend too much time on him, but let's take it away.
It made me emotional. It made me emotional to see that. Susie Wiles had tears in her eyes. Ugh.
Whoops. I need to stop there right off the bat.
Susie Wiles had tears in her eyes.
Okay, he stuck his tongue out, which already is just not suitable. You're supposed to be at a solemn, reverent event. And he said, Susie Wiles made me emotional.
Wiles had tears in her eyes.
Susie Wiles had tears in her eyes. Why would you stick your tongue out when you're saying that someone has tears in their eyes?
Tears in her eyes.
So it got me thinking about, oh my gosh. I told you my computer crashed earlier, friends. Well, let me just do this right off the bat. So there is the Callie who sticks out. This is Callie, the Hindu goddess of creation, sticks out her tongue and drinks the demon's blood. Now, there are plenty of celebrities sticking their tongues out. And here you can see it. Oh, we don't want to look at those horrible images. So there are plenty of celebrities that stick their tongue out. And it's very strange to me that Tucker Carlson stuck his tongue out, because I do believe that that is a message that he was sending. So let's go back here. It's weird to me. How many pictures do you have of yourself sticking your tongue out at a memorial? It's not a funeral. No one was buried. As a matter of fact, no one knows where he is buried or if there was a burial. And since he was in a casket, that's something that would happen pretty immediately, not like cremation where you can wait some time. And dare I repeat myself, no bullet was recovered. No bullet was entered into evidence. There was no autopsy. There was no coroner's report. There are so many unanswered questions here. But this, whether he was doing it intentionally or not, is a symbol of the Hindu god Kali, drinking the demon's blood. I'll let you draw your own conclusions.
Which you don't often see in politics, but it's real.
It's real. You know, when someone says, oh, let me be honest. It's like, so you weren't being honest previously? Now he's telling us that this is real. Well, thank you for that, Tucker.
Most unbelievable thing I think I've ever seen.
Yes, it is unbelievable. You can't believe it. Many people, in fact, I'm going to bring you some amazing emails that I've gotten from you, my lovely, healthy Americans, who gave some very astute insights in terms of what really happened behind the scenes there at this event. And I'll bring that to you tomorrow. It doesn't look believable, in fact. A lot of it looks AI generated. And as a matter of fact, look at his expression. He just said that Susie Wiles had tears in her eyes, and he looks rather chipper. It gets worse, friends. I don't know what Tucker was doing before he came on stage, but his behavior seems very strange.
And I don't. Whatever happened.
Whoa, there's the first sign. We should keep a tally of how many Masonic signs you see. Before my computer crashed, I did have images of Tucker with his Kabbalah red bracelet on. And of course, Charlie Kirk always had a red bracelet on. And you can get one at the Turning Point website, as a matter of fact. Let's see if that is still there. Turning Point USA. And let's see the website. Oh, I am live here, friends, so you never know what's going to happen. All right. Oh, they want to verify that I am human. Oh, how do you like them apples? We're seeing this for the first time together. This site is currently undergoing scheduled maintenance. Well, how about that? Because when I went on the website the other day, the first thing that came up were the red Charlie Kirk bracelets that you could purchase. Yes, indeedy. And of course, the Kabbalah is a type of mysticism, Illuminati, the Freemasons, Scientology, Hermeticism. These cults share a lot of the same symbols and signs. And here is one right here.
What happens next in America? I hope it's in this direction because God is here and you can feel it. And Charlie would have loved this, not just because he loved large groups of people, but because ultimately he was a Christian evangelist. And it actually reminds me of my favorite story ever. So it's about 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, and Jesus shows up and he starts talking about the people in power, and he starts doing the worst thing that you can do, which is telling the truth about people, and they hate it, and they just go bonkers. They hate it, and they become obsessed with making him stop. This guy's got to stop talking. We've got to shut this guy up. And I can just sort of picture the scene in a lamp-lit room with a bunch of guys sitting around eating hummus, thinking...
A bunch of guys sitting around eating hummus. Very reverential, Tucker. I got to hand it to you. I've never quite heard anyone describe those Bible verses or that imagery about a bunch of guys sitting around and eating hummus. Now, I don't know if this is your attempt at humor, which is certainly what you want to do at a solemn, somber, reverential, respectful memorial. Of course, that's what you want to do. So here, I'll play a little bit uninterrupted now with his flashing his Masonic signs.
They just go and bonkers. They hate it. And they become obsessed with making him stop. This guy's got to stop talking. We've got to shut this guy up. And I can just...
And this guy is Jesus Christ. That's how Tucker's referring to him.
Picture the scene in a lamp-lit room with a bunch of guys sitting around eating hummus, thinking about what do we do about this guy telling the truth about us. We must make him stop talking.
Do you think is he high? Like, I'm not really around people that are on drugs, but this seems really strange to me. He's beaming. I mean, he literally is beaming. Like, he just got great news. This does not look like the face of a devastated man whose dear friend, as we're told, lost his life. And this was barely a week prior.
And there's always one guy with a great idea, and I could just hear him say, I've got an idea. Why don't we just kill him? That'll shut him up. That'll fix the problem.
Okay. I am so sorry to have to subject you to this, friends. As I say, I took one for the team. I watched everything on very fast speed to get through it. But this looks like he might be on speed, if you know what I'm saying.
The problem. It doesn't work that way.
Have you ever seen that at a memorial?
It doesn't work that way. Everything is inverted.
Everything is inverted. Now you're telling the truth, Tucker. Now you are telling the truth. Yes, evil inverts. And what is good is called evil. What is evil is called good. What is wrong is called right. What is right is called wrong. And you just spoke the truth there. Yes, it is inverted. This entire operation is inverted.
The Beatitudes tell it, I think, the most crisply. Everything is sort of the opposite of what you think it's going to be.
This guy's full of truth. Everything is the opposite of what you think it's going to be, except for those of us that have eyes to see. He's like a laughing hyena.
I'll shut him up. That'll fix the problem.
I really can't get over this. I got to take a look at some of your comments before I go any further. I have got to. Tucker is coming undone. Shame those Faustian bargains. Evil out in the open. It's funny if you're one of them. He's the only one not taking it seriously, and he's the one being judged. What is he even talking about? Yeah, that's the question I have as well. This is all over the place.
That'll fix the problem. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Everything is inverted, and the Beatitudes tell it, I think, the most crisply. Everything is sort of the opposite of what you think it's going to be.
He's way too chipper and ebullient and full of mirth. This is so bizarre to me.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. That is true, and you can feel it here. The thing about Charlie's message, I thought a lot about it, and I'm trying not to be emotional because in addition to everything else, he was a wonderful man and a decent man and one of those rare people you meet who you just groove with in conversation and have these very intense conversations that you don't stop thinking about, which is my experience with him. But the main thing about Charlie and his message, he was bringing the gospel to the country. He was doing the thing that the people in charge hate most, which is calling for them to repent. So how is Charlie's message different? And Charlie was a political person who was deeply interested in coalition building and in getting the right people in office because he knew that vast improvements are possible politically. But he also knew that politics is not the final answer. It can't answer the deepest questions, actually. That the only real solution is Jesus. And the reason, it's really simple. Politics, at its core, is a process of critiquing other people and getting them to change. Christianity...
There's more of his little symbols.
Gospel message, the message of Jesus, begins with repentance. Christianity calls upon you to change. Our core prayer, given to us by Jesus, the Lord's Prayer.
I'm not liking some of these hand gestures that I'm seeing.
Demands that we forgive other people. Upon you to change. Our core prayer, given to us by Jesus, the Lord's Prayer, demands that we forgive other people, but preceding that is a request for our forgiveness. In other words, forgive us our sins, meditate on what we've done wrong, how we've fallen short, and then it becomes possible to forgive other people. That is a call to change our hearts from Jesus, and that is the only way forward in this country. That is the only solution to where we all know we're going. And
now, I just have to say that I'm not finding any fault with his message here, other than he's not really eulogizing Charlie Kirk.
Charlie knew where we were going without that. And that is not a call for being politically passive. Of course not. I stood in many stages with Charlie calling for various people to be elected, particularly Donald Trump. And I'm proud of that. It's only an acknowledgement that what Charlie was really saying is that change begins, the only change that matters, when we repent of our sins. We, me, a recognition that the real problem is me and how fallen I am. And that was the reason that Charlie was fearless at all times, truly fearless to his last moment. He was unafraid. He was not defensive, and there was no hate in his heart. I know that because I've got a little hate compartment in my heart. And I would often express that to Charlie about various people. And he would always say.
You're seeing the signs, right? He's just flashing them left and right.
That's a sad person. That's a broken person. That's a person who needs help. That's a person who needs Jesus. He said that in private. Because he meant it. So I guess I would just say this gathering and God's presence, God's very obvious presence in this room, the presence of Jesus, is a reminder of what we've known for 2,000 years, which is any attempt to extinguish the light causes it to burn brighter every single time. So as we proceed into whatever comes next, and clearly something's coming next, remember this moment. Remember being in a room with the Holy Spirit humming like a tuning fork. This is the way, right here. This is the way. And that is what Charlie Kirk was saying underneath it all. Thank you, and God bless.
All right, friends, what do you make of this? I'm going to take a look at your comments again. He turns on and off emotions so fast, maybe an actor. Wow, we got tons of, I think you're seeing what I'm seeing. Wow, they are planning of what's next. That was a warning. Something is coming next. Angel says, I'm attacked if I ever say anything against him, get attacked with bots and more. Something is coming next, people. Peggy should be more specific on each sign. Hey, Jack, welcome on board. See my playlist for Charlie Kirk, and there are plenty of explanations of these signs. And I will do another deep dive, actually, on all of those Masonic signs. These are ways that they signal to each other. And yeah, Tucker is a part of his club. Diane says that's his personality, and I think you're nitpicking things. Wow, I don't even know how to respond to that one. It's so inappropriate, that outburst, like a laughing hyena. Very, very strange. I think he realized midway, because then he sort of changed his tune there a little bit. I want to read something to you from A Healthy American. And he said, hi, Peggy, the several videos you have come out with so far about Charlie and Erica Kirk are nothing short of astonishing. He said, I deeply appreciate the insight that you are providing with them. I wanted to offer my two cents about what I observed on Erica's speech. And this was at this memorial, at her husband's memorial on Sunday. And I haven't broken that one down yet. I'm trying to get off this screen here with those other orchestrated events. He says, I didn't watch the complete speech. That said, there are some things that concern me. First of all, the stage covered in red and black, a clear sign of the occult's influence and their deference to it. Are those the colors for memorials now? And then there were Erica's eyes. They seemed filled with fiery black anger. Is it me? Or were her eyes a different color in different photos? Then during a good portion of her speech, she kept looking furiously up and to her right, a sign of deceiving, almost like she was seeking approval from an unseen person. She did it constantly. And of course, delivering her speech about God, revival, submitting to the will of God, and fighting for truth, all the while displaying her G rings. She looked every bit as though she was about to introduce the devil himself to the crowd. You know, let me show you my YouTube channel here, friends. And I've got an entire Charlie Kirk playlist. And here you can see I did more comments from the memorial. And he goes on to say, I'm sure God, it looked like she was about to introduce the devil himself to the crowd. He writes, I'm sure God was oh so proud of her as she held up the devil's horn sign as Trump comforted her. My take was that this too was a ritual, hence the colors. And I'll show you what he's talking about because I had this in my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. You know, my computer crashed before I was able to bring this video to you. So I lost a lot of the images I was going to share with you here, friends. But you do know in my story about Erica Kirk, and she's got all of these rings. And of course, she added one with an M. There's the G. She added one with an M. And those are both Masonic symbols. He writes, "I'm sure God was oh so proud of her as she held up the devil's horn signs as Trump comforted her. My take was that this was also a ritual, the ritual of initiating Erica officially into the club. After all, many high-ranking government officials, including Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard, and others were there, all to witness and sanction the new member, perhaps. Needless to say, the ceremony had a very dark element to it. Just my take, and I'm looking forward to yours." And I replied, and I said, "That's so good what you wrote. I'd like to share it anonymously. I thought that her eyes looked kind of creepy, and the gazing up is also a Masonic cult sign that he picked up on. The whole thing felt creepy to me. I literally felt ill for a day after watching it, even though I watched it on very fast speed. And thank you so much for your insights." So as you can see here, a lot of the stuff that Erica does is creepy. She has her child, and we never see the child's face. We're told the child is G-G, G-Wiz. The G is a very well-known, probably the most well-known Masonic symbol. You may say, "Well, that's just the child's name. Give me a break." Well, then why does she have the one-eyed symbol, which is also Masonic and Illuminati and other cult practices? Why does she have her child dressed in a pair of tennis shoes with the one-eyed symbolism on it? Why is she showing herself filling a bag with vials of blood, which, by the way, she's doing without wearing any gloves? You think this would be sanitary? And I had more than one medical person tell me that you wouldn't have, and she's already got a bunch of tubes in here, you wouldn't have all of the same test tube colors. If you were drawing that much blood, you would be having them for different tests. But beyond that, why is she showing that on her Instagram page, especially when blood is associated, and I'll just put it delicately, with things that are done to children that shouldn't be done to children? And as we looked at Tucker Carlson sticking out his tongue, having to do with drinking demons' blood. So it's very strange, along with this other image that she had of an armless torso. We're never given an explanation as to what's happening here on her Instagram page. I can only surmise that this is a mannequin, because the belly button is not in the center of the body, or maybe it is, and it's because of these shorts. And what's going on with the shorts? And what's going on? The black and white symbolism again. And Erica also was dressed in the black and white symbolism at that event. Before we finish up here, friends, I do want to say that with the video that I did yesterday, which was about Pastor Rob McCoy, and I'm going to do a part two, because there are a couple of statements that I do want to correct. So the Charlie Kirk Memorial, Pastor Rob McCoy's startling statements. And here you can see he's wearing the orange Masonic color t-shirt with the M Masonic McDonald's Masonic logo on it. Yes, it could totally be innocent. He didn't wear that to the memorial, but it does say something. It says MAGA McDonald's. And of course, we had Trump going to McDonald's, making a big show of it. And Ray Kroc, the man who we are told started McDonald's, was a 33-degree Mason. And of course, we were told by Trump that Charlie is now a master builder, which means a master Mason. And Charlie traveled from West to East, and so did Rob McCoy. So it may be that Rob is rising in the ranks as well. I want to correct a couple of statements, and I'll do so in a follow-up video, a part two about Rob McCoy, because right when I thought I needed to cut him some slack, I watched another, I'll call it a sermon, that he gave focusing on Charlie Kirk. And he said some astonishing things that really made me be even more questioning of his position. He could be ignorant, he could be gullible, but he is saying things that are not biblical, such as the thin veil of heaven parted and Charlie declared from heaven Friends, no one is declaring anything from heaven unless it's Jesus Christ. And you know what? He already said everything in the Bible, as so that is not biblical. And then he said Charlie was an angel. Remember that show? It was a long, long time ago. I never watched it. Charlie's Angels. I thought that was interesting. And of course, Charlie there, that's the image that they chose out of all the pictures they could have used. That's the one that they used at the memorial. And that is another symbolic gesture that he is not going to divulge the secrets, having his fingers in front of his lips. So the very, very bizarre. The statement that I wanted to correct was when I said there is no religious persecution in Korea, in South Korea. And when I listened to Rob McCoy's sermon, he explained how he had traveled to Korea and Charlie met him there. And the day after Charlie spoke, a pastor was arrested and put into jail because he was not proselytizing, but because he was speaking out politically. And there has been a new president in Korea. I need to do a little more research there. So I do want to correct my statements. And Rob McCoy also said that there were raids on Christian churches after they left. I have not been able to verify that. The point that I was making was that Pastor Rob made it sound as though Charlie, that he and Charlie were in a very, very dangerous situation, almost as if they were in North Korea, where religion and God, and certainly Jesus Christ, are all forbidden. And that's not the case in Korea. Korea has the largest Christian church in the entire world in Seoul, Korea. Korea is largely a Christian nation. It has many, 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 many Christian churches. And I need to verify the statements that Rob McCoy made about pastors being arrested and churches being raided. So as I say, I've not been able to verify that. I'm doing more research, and ideally I will bring a part two for you tomorrow because I do want to correct anything that I say that was in error. I've done it before. I'm certain that I'll make mistakes in the future as well. And that's why I really appreciate your comments and you being on board. I'm going to wrap up for now, friends. I want you to see my playlist, my Charlie Kirk playlist, and you'll see much more about the Masonic symbolism, about the other cast of characters in this manufactured event. You'll see me answer the question, why would they do that? I even have a video called Why Would They Do That? And so much more. Thank you, everybody, for being on board. I'll take a look at your live stream comments and get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. You'll get a written analysis, and that way you can share it with others as well. Look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.